I'm Jennifer Jewell, and this is In a North State Garden, celebrating the art, craft, and science of gardening in Northern California. I'm planting bulbs. A heavy box of hope and spring dreams arrived from the heirloom bulb supplier Old House Gardens last week for me to get into the ground in the next few weeks. The diminishing light and lowering temperatures of the season trigger certain built-in responses from animals and vegetables, from trees and perennials, and from gardeners. I'm compelled to tidy up, to tuck in for winter, and to plant, especially to plant bulbs, which appear in spring from seemingly nothing, but in point of fact appear from fleshy masses of stored energy combined with a winter of sufficient chill, dark, moisture, and nutrients. A wonderful array of narcissus, fritillaria, crocus, snowdrops, and alliums fill paper bags little and big. From the bags bearing alliums, seven different varieties in all, come the many scents of onion, sometimes bitter, sometimes almost sweet. A gift from my mother-in-law to my new garden, the alliums are what I'm most eager to plant. When I first imagined parts of this garden, I could see the tall purple-spired ones weaving a luminous path through wheat-colored spring grasses in the front dry garden. I could see the white and even deeper purple orbs brightening the early spring green of roses, myrtle, and jasmine in the small, watered back garden. Alliums, which now comprise the genus Alliaceae, include upwards of 800 species, the most well-known of which originate from Western and Central Asia. California, however, is home to more than 40 native species. Linnaeus described the botanical characteristics of allium in 1753, but the culinary, medicinal, and ornamental uses of the onion is noted as far back as 5,000 years ago in Mesopotamia. Their ethnobotanical use for food and medicine is well documented in North America as well. I have heard them described as pom-poms, but this never suits my sense of these early spring to mid-summer flowering bulbs at all. Their multi-flowered umbels at the top of leafless stalks are elegant, celestial, with names like Firmament and Globemaster. Even the dancing, twining-necked culinary varieties of garlic in bloom, or the more open-headed, nodding, wild native onions that dot our spring wildflower meadows, have a sense of rhythm, structure, and architectural assurance. Coming in assorted heights and colors, alliums should be planted in good to lean soil, with the bulbs at a depth about 2 to 4 times the height of the bulb. Planting depth depends on climate. In colder climates, you'll want to plant them the most deeply. While it's almost always clear which side is up on an allium, a symbolically reassuring thing about a bulb is that it knows its way. If you can't tell which side is the top and which is the bottom, plant it on its side. It will take care of things from there, reaching for the light and rooting deeply down, blooming its heart out and then retreating to a season of dormancy and rebuilding its reserves in order to do it all again. Life cycles. They never fail to inspire and amaze. For more information on alliums, including many photos, see this week's feature essay at jewelgarden.com. That's J-E-W-E-L-L garden.com. Also at anewscafe.com. In a North State Garden is a co-production of North State Public Radio's From the Ground Up series. Until next week, enjoy autumn's garden work in your North State Garden. I'm Jennifer Jewell.